Well, hello, Eco Heroes. There's no denying that meat has been an important component of the human diet since the beginning of our existence, but modern meat production methods are having a significant impact on our environment and honestly our health as well. In episode 49 and 50, we heard from Joel Salatin from Polyface Farm on how regenerative farming techniques can restore the land and feed a growing population. However, the fact is that the strong market for cheap factory farm meat doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon, and the environmental impact of this industry is alarming. In my experience as a sustainability educator, I've found that most people want to eat meat in some form or other, and that giving it up in entirety is just too big a step for the average person to take, at least initially starting out. Which means that the first challenge is in changing how we eat meat. It's time to seriously change the way we buy and eat meat. And in this episode, I'm going to cover 7 ways to smarten up your meat consumption. Welcome to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. Okay, so before we dive in, I'd just like to announce that I'm running a free live online event next Tuesday, the 4th of October, and you're invited. Now, I know you don't have much time to register after this podcast goes live, but if you'd love to join me on learning how you can make more sustainable food choices, particularly for your kids and you if you are in a busy family environment, because I'll be sharing some of my experiences. Join me. You can register your seat at ecoeating.lauratrotter.com, and I'll also pop the link below in the show notes. But I'll be sharing my best tips on eco eating for busy parents, including some of my favorite recipes. So be sure to register for this event. It will be fantastic. Even more so because I'll be making a special announcement live on the call, so you really don't want to miss that. Okay, so today we're going to chat about 7 ways to smarten up your meat consumption. But why do we need to smarten up our meat consumption? Well, basically, there's a lot of environmental issues around eating meat, especially factory farmed meat. And some of these issues include the fact that livestock production for human consumption is listed as the largest emitter of greenhouse gases on the planet. Intensive factory farm meat production uses an unsustainable amount of grain crops, water, and land. And most are grown in areas away from the farm. So, and some of these are in developing countries as well. So you've got the food miles of getting the grain to the animals in the factories as well. 26% of terrestrial land surface is used for grazing, and 20-70% of this land is considered degraded. And note that these stats are totally the opposite to farms that use regenerative farming practices that we spoke about in episode 49 and 50 that actually restore the soil and restore the environment. But one of the other issues, and this is particularly about seafood, is that 1/3 of the world's fisheries are overfished and under threat. And in fact, it's been reported that the world will run out of ocean fish by 2048 if current demand continues. Oh, so that doesn't make for great listening, I know. But of course, the cost of meat will continue to rise and place pressure on households who eat a diet high in animal products. This price increase may change behaviour and force households to reduce their meat consumption. However, I believe that educating people about the impact of eating meat and showing simple ways that meat consumption can be reduced may be more effective in changing behaviour. Okay, so this is where the type of meat we buy, how often you eat it, and how far you stretch it comes into play. So it is time to seriously smarten up the way we buy and eat meat, and I'm going to share 7 tips with you now so you can get started. Tip number 1 is to cut your consumption. Meat-free Mondays have gained in popularity in recent years, as a result of organisations promoting people to reduce their consumption of meat. So if you do eat meat, I encourage you to gradually introduce more meat-free days in the week, until you may even reach a meat Monday and a meat-free rest of the week. I guess that's one of the ideals that you could move towards. Point number two is to choose organic, ethically raised meat. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know now that meat raised on a farm that uses organic, regenerative farming practices that restore the soil is in a total different ballpark to meat from a farm that doesn't employ regenerative farming practices or factory farmed meat fed grains and corn that are grown in a separate area to where the animal is housed. Buying a smaller quantity of meat that has been sustainably produced is a win for your health and a win for the environment. Now, of course, this meat will cost more. You know, hello, like a $20 organic chicken rather than a $3 factory farm chook. But it will also be more nutritious and flavoursome, and best of all, your dollar will be going towards shaping the kind of world you want. All right, point number three to smarten up your meat consumption is to make meat the bridesmaid, not the bride. Making the move from having meat as the centrepiece of a meal to having vegetables as the showcase will pay off in regards to where the family budget, health, and the environment are all concerned. Stir fries, casseroles, soups, salads, frittatas are all super nutritious and healthy and much kinder to the environment than eating a mixed grill or even meat and three veg every night. Point number four is to stretch your meat. When roasting meat, be sure to save the bones and make a tasty bone broth too, or do what I do and save bones from casseroles. Organic chicken drumsticks are an economical way to feed the family and are much more affordable than organic chicken thighs or breasts. Plus, you can turn the bones into a nutritious broth, which is an awesome win-win. Point number five on how to smarten up your meat consumption is to learn the meat eco-hierarchy. Now, what I'm getting at here is that not all meat was created equal. This is true in the organic versus factory farm meat comparison, but it's also true when it comes to the type of meat you're eating, because some meat varieties simply have a greater environmental impact than others, or have used a lot more resources to bring that meat to your plate. Beef is the worst offender when it comes to environmental impact. Cattle are one of the greatest emitters of greenhouse gases, as already discussed, from their belching as well as gases released from their manure. And it takes an estimated 50,000 litres of water to produce around 1 kilogram of beef. Chickens are a more sustainable choice, or if you live in Australia, kangaroo meat is even better again. Kangaroo meat is extremely high in iron, low in fat, and can be used in place of beef in most dishes. The other point about kangaroos is that they've got soft, I don't think they're paws or legs, or you know what I mean? They don't have hooves, like hard hooves like a cow or a pig or a sheep. And our Australian soils are extremely fine and I guess fragile and thin. And the kangaroo, when it hops around, it doesn't actually damage our soils, whereas the hoofed animals, or the hoofed animals, do damage our soils. So even just the grazing of kangaroos is, I guess, in tune with the Australian environment as opposed to some of the more traditional farm animals. On another point there, obviously, emu and crocodile and other native Australian animals that are plentiful in the environment are also a sustainable choice. So, yeah, you can go off and eat the national emblem. I know some of you don't like doing that, but just rest assured that the Australian animals are a sustainable choice. All right, point number six to smarten up your meat consumption is offal isn't a rude word. Once upon a time when a family killed an animal, and bear in mind, most of these animals they had living in their backyards, they ate most of that animal, not just the breast or the thigh meat. So this included using the bones, the tougher cuts of meat, and even eating the offal. I mean, remember steak and kidney pie and chicken liver pate? The end result was, not surprisingly, many, many nutritious meals and little or no waste. If you're lucky to be able to source your meat from a local, ethical and organic supplier, be adventurous and try your hand at turning some of the less trendy cuts and offal into meals for your family. All right, and the last point on how to smarten up your meat consumption is to save seafood for special occasions. Now, I know that fish is recommended as a healthy diet option, but in most of the world's fisheries, fish are being removed from their habitats faster than they're able to reproduce. And though not all species are overfished, the interconnected nature of the ocean's ecosystems means that the depletion of one species can affect many other species. So if you do enjoy eating seafood, and I put myself in this category because I love a good prawn or a crayfish or a Moreton Bay bug, but I really try and keep it to an occasional treat. So maybe, you know, for me, I live in the outback, so it's a lot easier. We don't have a supply of fresh fish, but for me, it's kind of like once or twice a year. And so really try and save seafood for special occasions. Alrighty, so there you have it, 7 ways to smarten up your meat consumption. It is crystal clear that we need to change our love affair with meat in order to reduce our impact on this precious planet. And as I mentioned earlier on in this episode, if you're after plenty more tips on how you can make more sustainable food choices, reserve your seat on my free live online event this coming Tuesday, 4th of October. And you can do that at ecoeating.lauratrotter.com. I'll be sharing my best tips on eco-eating for busy households, including some recipes, so I would love to see you there. That's it for today. Take these tips on board and go out there, smarten up your meat consumption, and do your best to help make green mainstream. See ya. Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofy Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.